Musicians, mostly college students, are playing during an open mic night in the backyard of one of Waco's premier music venues. But it's not located along a row of other music venues, like Austin's storied Red River District or Dallas's growing Deep Ellum. It's a coffee shop, Common Grounds, and it's nestled between Pizza Hut and the soon-to-open Heritage Creamery. Liz Taylor, former director of tourism in Waco and of the Convention Center, explains why Waco relies more on small venues for music than on their convention center or the ExtraCo event center. Spoiler alert, it's all about the ticket sales.
Waco has never really been, in the 20 years I've been here anyway, an advance sale destination.
Instead, like Common Grounds, most of Waco's music venues are primarily something else, like a restaurant or a bar. It's hard to imagine now, but Clay Pot, the Vietnamese restaurant by Baylor's campus, used to host punk shows. Jared Hempstead, who's now the head distiller at Balcones Distillery, started playing with a ska punk band in college. The concerts, he says, were pretty rowdy, with half the crowd hanging out in the parking lot and half inside moshing. There were always a few trying, unsuccessfully, to protect the restaurant's decorations, shelves, and ornamental cabinets. And Clay Pot wasn't the only place. From the family-owned Paparolos to the VA Center, the Jubilee Theater, and the skate park, live music in Waco mostly took place in unorthodox music venues. Hempstead, now a member of the band Wild Okra, says that Waco's music community was very close-knit and well-supported 20 years ago.
It was really nothing to have a venue that could fit 500 people, like actually sell out and have friends not get in, which if I played a show and 500 people showed up and the venue maxed out today, I would freak out because it hasn't happened in a long time.
Hempstead and his friends played in a number of cities around the U.S., but Waco was the most responsive. The Waco music scene, he added, was something pretty special. As Waco evolved, so did the venues, so did the bands, so did the crowds. You may not be able to catch shows at Clay Pot or Paparolos anymore, but Zach Daniels, who drums for the band Lomelda, which remains a popular fixture in the local music scene, says that True Love and Common Grounds expansion has made it easier to attract bands from other cities to play shows with them in Waco. That expansion, says Taylor Torregrossa, the venue promoter at Common Grounds, helped the coffee shop attract bigger artists from other cities, many of whom are en route from Austin to Dallas.
I think that Mute Math in 2011 was our first like huge show, and quickly after that is when we really started expanding the backyard and pushing it back.
Looking toward the future of Waco's music scene, Torregrossa says that what Waco does well is grow new artists.
Common Grounds in Waco does a really great job of taking a small artist and like growing them like with Waco as their home, kind of, you know, and it's like what we did with Ben Rector's, what we did with Drew Holcomb, what we did with Penny and Sparrow, and those bands are selling out shows here now.
Waco might not become a live music capital anytime soon, but as Waco continues to grow, and as city leaders look to develop the entertainment industry, it will continue to foster its vibrant niche of music that can grow with its artists and its venues. For KWBU, I'm Avery Lill.